for allegedly breaching coronavirus restrictions after he held a series of sermons with tens of thousands of followers. Rizieq Syihab's arrest came just days after Jakarta police shot dead six followers of his hardline Islamist group in a highway shootout. Police said that the cleric will be detained for 20 days to prevent him from fleeing and destroying evidence, as well as repeating offenses. Syihab was welcomed by tens of thousands of followers at Jakarta Airport at his return from exile last month in violation of a COVID-19 ban on gatherings. Dozens who attended him later tested positive for COVID. Indonesia has reported more than 600,000 coronavirus infections and over 18,500 deaths, with authorities imposing nationwide restrictions to curb the spread of the disease. Despite those restrictions, the cleric held sermons and even his daughter's wedding, which were attended by thousands of people. A charismatic leader of the Islamic Defender Front, he fled to Saudi Arabia shortly after police named him a suspect in a pornography case in 2017, and he remained there in exile for 3 years. In the past, his movement has targeted nightclubs and other establishments it deems immoral and has also attacked minority Muslim sects it considers deviant. London and Brussels agreed to go the extra mile in coming days to try to reach an elusive trade agreement, despite missing their latest deadline to avert a turbulent no-deal exit for Britain from the European Union at the end of the month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the president of the EU's Executive Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, had given negotiators a Sunday deadline to find a way to resolve an impasse, but they have gone past that. This is VOA News. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok arrived in Ethiopia on Sunday with what a senior Sudanese government source said was an